Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Have you ever wondered how celebrities stay in such great shape? Well, Andrea, I know that a lot of them do Pilates and yoga. Now, I'm a big Pilates gal. I know you're really into yoga, so I'm very excited about today's show.
I am. You know, I've actually never tried Pilates myself. I've heard so much about it. So I know you would think I have, but I'm very excited to talk to today's guest to learn all about it and to see if it's something that's for me.
Well, joining us now is a wonderful Kristen McGee, certified instructor in yoga, Pilates, and fitness with celebrity clients such as Tina Fey, Bethany Frankel, and more. She's going to give us some great tips to get you started. Hello there. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Thank you so much.
It's so great to have you on. As I mentioned, I've been doing Pilates. I've been doing it for about 3 years, and I really noticed a difference in the lean muscle development and the flexibility. I absolutely love it. When did you get started with it?
I started back in, oh my gosh, early 90s when I moved to New York City. I'm originally from Pocatello, Idaho, and I moved to New York to go to NYU, and it was in my acting training at NYU that we started doing yoga and Pilates, a lot of mind-body related exercises so that we could stay, you know, engaged in our breath and in our core and in everything that we do. I think through Pilates and yoga really helps us in every aspect of our life. So for theater, for acting, they were using it to help us become more comfortable in our bodies, like you were saying, to have that long, graceful way of moving and to also be really connected and in the moment and present.
You know, it's interesting. I used to live in Santa Cruz, California, and they've got health food stores on every corner and yoga studios everywhere. But a lot of the people were, you know, all vegan and very crunchy and, you know, wore the, well, I don't know, Birkenstocks anymore, but you know what I'm getting at. Yep. But it's really changed, hasn't it? I mean, you can still be very earthy, crunchy and do yoga, or you can be a business executive. I'm sure you see all walks of life.
100%. I work with clients from, you know, little newborns, little kids. I teach kids classes all the way up to people who are in their 70s, 80s. You know, the baby boomers now, this generation, really starting to get involved in it because of injury prevention. And then, like you've mentioned, you know, I have some incredible celebrities that I work with. I work with athletes, models, people from all across the board. And I think the best thing about yoga and Pilates is that they are lifetime activities that you can do. They are low impact. They're great for your joints. They're great for your flexibility. And they give you results. So I think people are always surprised and amazed, especially when they take their first yoga class. They're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea it was going to be so difficult. A, they thought they were just sitting around maybe breathing and chanting and doing a few stretches. But they, meanwhile, they're holding themselves up using their own body weight and plank positions and warrior poses and arm balances. It's really challenging, but yet it's so gratifying because you can see yourself progressing. And same with Pilates, you're so amazed at what your body can do. And it's just all you need is a yoga mat or a towel or a mat at home. You really don't need the fancy equipment. You know, sometimes it's nice to splurge and go to a Pilates studio and work on the equipment, the reformers and that, or, you know, go on an expensive yoga retreat. But in reality, all you really need is your body, your breath, and, you know, 30 minutes to an hour of time working out.
So, Kristen, how does it differ? How does Pilates differ from regular yoga, or is it just part of yoga? Is it part? Does it have the same
Pilates
philosophy?
Pilates and yoga—that's a very, very good question because they're two separate forms of exercise. And yoga originated over 2,000 years ago in India, and it has a whole entire philosophy with it. So sometimes people who really delve into the yoga philosophy, they do become, you know, vegetarians or vegan, or they go into the chanting, or they do a lot more of the entire practice of it, the karmic yoga, and also the physical practice of it. What we've really adapted in the United States is more the physical asana, the standing postures, the yoga breathing, and the exercises that you see everyone doing, like these vinyasa-style yoga, for instance, or power yoga, and it's more about the physical movement. And then Pilates came around in the early 1920s. It was developed by a man named Joseph Pilates. He had studied some yoga, so you'll see some yoga-type movements in the Pilates practice, but he was working with prisoner of war veterans, and he was all about strengthening the core muscles, so he developed all these contraptions. That's why some of his contraptions or his machines almost look like hospital-type you know, contraptions.
Right.
Like it
okay.
helps
right.
people.
Right, exactly.
Right? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it helps people engage the core muscles, the deep layer of core muscles, in order to sit up, in order to stand up, in order to move efficiently, in order to rehab any kind of... A lot of times you'll see dancers going there for rehabilitation or to stay on top of their form to make sure that they're working from their center so that they don't injure themselves.
So do you need to use machines in Pilates? Like, do you always have to use a machine, or can you just work with on your core by itself?
You can totally work with your core on your core by yourself. And Joseph Pilates actually says that the mat work is more challenging than the machines. So he likes to take people off the machines and get them on the mat as they become more and more advanced. But
because they're using their own
videos,
their own core strength, right?
Yes, using your own core strength. Sometimes with the machines, you can cheat a little bit. And the machines are awesome because they help you with your flexibility, but it's the same when you're not using the machines. You have to really work on your own to, you know, gain that flexibility and that core strength. So I teach a lot of mat classes in New York City, and when I go to people's homes, unless they have the equipment, we just work with their mat and with themselves. There's some equipment you can get that are like an inexpensive magic circle. You could get a Pilates magic circle at home. You could get a strap. Same with yoga if you wanted to have a few yoga blocks at home. There's some really inexpensive, you know, I think a yoga block's $10 to $15 and a magic circle is maybe
$20. Oh, wow, so it is inexpensive, yeah.
Yeah. So there's really ways to do it all on your own at home or in a class. Like the Equinox Soho class I teach, my Pilates mat class, it's great. It's really challenging and it's fun to mix it up, and find that people, sometimes they're either diehard Pilates fans and they just like the calisthenic work and to go in and do that kind of intense core strengthening. And then there's people who are just the yoga people who love to have more of the full body movements and the philosophy kind of interweaved into it and the breathing and the more meditative aspect. And then there's people who I see are really into the both of them. So for me, personally, I've always found that they complement each other so well and that both
practices... That makes a good point.
Yeah, yeah, and it's great for people to check them out, too. You know, don't be disappointed if maybe yoga isn't your cup of tea. It's not that big a deal. You know, if you find that you just really love Pilates and want to stick with it, great. But if you're already doing one or the other, I think it's worthwhile to try the other form as well, because you'll notice that the Pilates really helps you in your yoga practice because you've developed that core strength to hold yourself in poses.
Sure, no, it definitely makes a difference.
Yeah.
So would you say that the, you know, the primary benefit, I guess, would be to strengthen obviously your core, but other than that, what would be some other benefits that we would see? And what age do we want to start doing Pilates at?
Oh my gosh, you can start doing Pilates. I mean, I had a teen Pilates class that I used to teach. I feel like you could start Pilates, you know, as in your teenage years if you wanted to and continue with it all the way up until later in life, which is so nice about that. Same with yoga. Yoga originally, Pabbi Joyce in India was teaching little boys on the streets after school this certain set flow of yoga called Ashtanga, just to keep them off the streets and give them something athletic and fun to do. So I think you can start, you know, when you're younger, and it's going to give you that foundation for the rest of your life to learn how to, A, lead from your center, develop a strong core. You're also going to gain flexibility. You're going to gain strength. It's great for your bone density. It's good for concentration. Both yoga and Pilates are very mind-body related, so you have to be very concentrated. It helps you with relaxation, with stress relief.
These are some major benefits, which are amazing. I mean, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show,
We'd
love to have you back on. I know, it goes so fast, but we loved having you on the show today. Thank you for being on.
I'd love to come back on. I'd love to talk about some more secrets and tips, too, that, you know, even from health and nutrition to things that I do before my yoga practice, after a Pilates class, things like that, so...
We would love that. So
thank you.
Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.